No, before he found out it was a girl, it was Tommy.
Oh, I see. Well, you could spell it with an I-E and then it would be a girl's name.
Yeah, I think that's his name is Tommy. Thank God.
It's Tommy.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands?
Roast things.
What do you call a little animal that looks a little like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Isn't it a mole?
What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
A skunk.
Have you ever had any unfortunate dealings with skunks?
No, I haven't.
You just avoid them?
They have the stuff on it stinks.
What do you call a little creature that's about this big around and it just hops along the ground? And they live near the water, usually.
Oh.
Beaver.
No, this is a little tiny thing. And, yeah.
Frog.
A frog. Maybe not. We have them on the front porch.
Do you have a different name for the ones that live on the land from the ones that live in the water?
Oh, the ones that live in the water, I've always heard them called bullfrogs.
And what about the ones that live on the land?
Well, we just call them frogs.
What do you call a smaller one that makes a chirping noise?
Spring frog.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait in fishing?
Earthworm.
What do you call large worms that are used for bait? Oh, the earthworms. Are the earthworms the big long ones?
Yes, they are. Some of them, you know, the big ones are small, but usually when you dig them for bait, you try to get the large ones.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other kinds of worms that people fish with?
No, not at all. I think there's some that comes out of trees, like grub worms, they call them.
Yeah, but what do they look like?
Well, they're big and white looking.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over lakes or ponds sometimes?
You're talking about a moth?
No, I'm talking about something, I don't know why this thing is so hard to describe, but it's got a body that looks kind of like a moth's body, except instead of having just two big wings, it has four little wings.
I don't know what that is.
Let me see if I can draw a picture. I just don't know how to describe this thing. I always have trouble describing it.
You mean a mosquito, huh?
Yeah. What do you call an insect that looks sort of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt down.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underground?
Peanuts.
Have you heard people call them anything besides peanuts?
Goobas. Peanuts. Some people call them goobas.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Well, most people say he favors his father.
And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father, she'd say that the boy
is just like his father.
What do you call a woman who helps a child birth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife. I don't think there's very many of them anymore.
Well, there's some that a good many colored ones left, I think. But I don't think there are too many among the whites. Were there midwives when you were coming along?